Kirsty and her mother arrive at the train station in Lausanne on a brilliant September morning. The air is muggy when they step out of the gare. Most of her luggage was shipped to the school ahead of time, so she only has one suitcase to manage. Facing the McDonald's across the street, Kirsty's first impression of Switzerland is that it looks just like Toronto. It's nothing like all those pictures of green valleys and pristine lakes and snow-capped mountains. It's traffic, fast food, sour faces rushing to work. It could be any generic city, which bothers Kirsty because what's the point of coming all this way? Her mother hails a taxi. Kirsty gets in and slumps against the window while her mother drones on about the fondue she used to have at some café in Place Saint-François. Her mother went to school at the lycée when she was young and always wanted her daughters to have the same experience. The privilege has fallen to Kirsty because her sisters didn't have the grades to earn the Legacy Scholarship. Kirsty had the grades, though not the inclination, but being her mother's last hope, she didn't have much say in the matter. Everyone thinks it's some marvelous gift, but the truth, Kirsty knows, is that her parents are sending her away because they're exhausted. Kirsty's mother was 45 when she had Kirsty, which makes her the age of most kids' grandmothers. She's got faded blue eyes, and her pale blonde hair has yellowed over the years, like discolored paper. She's still slim, but her angles and lines are softening into old age. Kirsty has always resented having older parents. From an early age, it was obvious to her that their energy and enthusiasm had been used up raising her three older sisters. She could sense they were tired and a little disinterested. Shipping her off to boarding school feels more like they're giving up than bestowing a privilege. "After you settle in," her mother chirps, her Estonian accent even more grating than usual, "we'll walk down to Place Saint-François for a hot chocolate and a ramekin." "You haven't had hot chocolate until you've had one here." Kirsty continues to stare out the window, remembering bits and pieces from the dozens of Lausanne brochures her mother gave her before they left. The city is built on the southern slope of the Swiss plateau, she recalls, rising up from the lakeshore at Ouchy. As the taxi climbs the steep cobblestone streets, a dramatic panorama of the Alps comes into view, and the city begins to look distinctly more European than it did down by the train station. Her new school is in a suburban section of Lausanne, set back from the street, enclosed by a black wrought iron gate and hidden behind a fortress of leafy trees. Kirsty notices the black bars on the windows and can't help comparing the school to an 18th century women's prison. She can't believe this is where she will be for the next 4 years. There are half a dozen buildings that make up the campus, the two largest connected by an enclosed footbridge. All the buildings are white, with carved green dormer windows and red tile roofs. A sign at the entrance announces Lycée International Suisse, Bienvenue. Kirsty hauls her suitcase inside Huber House, which her mother tells her is the main building that houses both the dining room on the first floor and the dorms on the second, third, and fourth. The other houses are Fry, Chateau, and Lashwood. Inside Huber House, it's dark and drafty, shabby. It reminds Kirsty of the Estonian house back home. Everywhere is dark wood, the long dining tables, the chairs, the floors and ceilings, the crown moldings, the stairwell and banister. The drapes are dark green velvet, puddled on the floor. A carved plaque in the foyer proclaims the school's founding mission statement, preparing young women to become citizens of the world since 1915. The corridor smells of beef stew and cigarette smoke. "Ah, the smoking," her mother says with a nostalgic sigh. "I miss Europe." Her big complaint about Canada is that no one smokes anymore. A small dark-haired woman wearing a red blazer with dwarfing shoulder pads, a matching red pencil skirt, and bright white Reeboks greets them in the foyer. She looks somewhere between 45 and 55, but it's hard to tell. She isn't very attractive. Her hair is cut in a blunt, mannish style, very unflattering, as though she did it herself with kitchen scissors, but there's something warm about her brown eyes. Or maybe it's the way she smiles, like she's absolutely thrilled to see you. "I'm Madame Amidou," she says, giving Kirsty a hard handshake. "Welcome to the lycée and to Huber House. I'm your house mother,